to Mishnah Ches. We're up to Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Ches. Kates Kazayis Shomru. The Kazayis. Okay, it's very different. Dealing with Pesach Seid. Pesach Seid, you have to have a Kazayisim. How many Kazayisim for the Motzi Matz? How many Kazayisim? Two Kazayisim. Halacha, two Kazayisim. For why? One for the Motzi Matz, one for the Motzi, one for the Kazayis Matzah. How much is it? Two Kazayisim in total? A half a machine Matzah. You know that? Half a machine matzah.
A third, okay.
A machine matzah. No, machine matzah is 2/3, half of a hand matzah. A half of a hand matzah, no, a third is only one kazayis. Okay, kazayis shamu god of loikotan, ella beinoni, middle. Ze e goiri. That's nigger. What's nigger? Let's see what we hear the Rav.
It was a third of a hand matzah.
A third of a hand matzah?
Yeah. Not a third, 2/3.
Two-thirds of a machine matzah. Of a machine matzah.
Sure.
Yeah. A half of a hand matzah.
Huh?
Yeah. Definitely. Don't overeat.
I always do.
Don't overeat. It's not healthy.
Anyway, the item kept the macht. Alle shurim.
The item? His macht ben macht ben all these things? He's going to bring measure?
Scale?
Scale? Egoiri. Egoiri, you're going to let him do this? You're going to let him do this? You're the ball of us.
Sure.
What? Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
He wants to help out because it's a hate.
He's gonna come to every Yom Tov to help you with the.
They're coming early.
They're going to come help?
Yeah. Help.
What are they going to do?
I don't know. Find out when they come. Well, he's definitely doing the shiurim, so.
What's a goyri? Look at the Rav. Look at the kazayis for shiurim. All shibam halasim for the Rav. Look at the Rav. Kazayis shiurim. We're going kazayis min haneis min hanavela shenitma. We're not talking about a kazayis with regard to achilas matzah. We're talking about a kazayis of a meis min hanavela shenitma. V'roiv shiurim shibatara b'kazayis. And likewise, we are talking also about the kazayis matzah. A goyri. It's a type of aleph. It's a type of aleph whose oil is stored up inside. Okay? Egori means sheshamnoi ogur besoichoi.
Yeah, egori. This is the type of.
It's a type.
That's not good or not cut.
Yes, it's somewhere in the middle. Next, vaita kisar shamu. We talk about kisar barley shamu. Loi gedoy love loi ketana ella beinahinis zo midbaris.
What's a kisar? I mean, when do we ever do?
A soira?
Etzem
kisar, a bone of a human being the size of a barley seed, is metame. In etzem, when it comes to flesh, one needs a kazayis. But when it comes to a bone, etzem me'atzami ubasam mevesari, a bone of a dead body. Case of the shiri is lo'gdilu v'katana ella beinoynis. Shamu lo'gdilu v'katana ella beinoynis. Zo midbaris. Beinoynis. You gotta go to the middle doors. Zo midbar. This is midbaris. Let's see what it says in the Rav. This is not a good seat because the air conditioner is blowing down on me. This is a problem in this. Vaita kisoira shayamru lo'gdilu ella beinoynis. Zo midbaris. That's midbaris. What's midbaris? A midbar is a certain type of barley seed. Midbaris. So over here in the Mishnah, no, vaita. Kadosha shiamru, an adosha lentil, a lentil shiamru. Look at over here. The Rav says kasar shiamru, etzem kasar, etzem a bone, the size of a sort of a barley seed. Kadosha shiamru, a sheretz metame beadosha what's that? In etzma sheretan badasha, umichaya kadasha. And when it's alive, kadasha what? A sheret. And when it's alive, also kadasha. A sheret mitam badasha when it's alive. What is it? Umichaya. Umichaya. I don't know what that means in the Rav. You know what that means? Do you know what that means? I don't know what that means. Let's go weiter. Kadasha shiamu lo gdilu katana ela beinon. Zo mitzris. Kol hamitatlim mabina zatumal babi mardea. All mitatlim mabina zatumbe mardea. So here we have a picture. Look over the Rabbi Vitum al Adam Hanishon. Tumma brings al Adam Hanoyson upon a person who carries it. Boy Mardea, the Hainu Mulamed Habakar, Boyvi Etzpa, What is the oivav and its thickness is etzpa, is one etzpa, ushlish etzpa begoidel, sheheim shtei etzpois peketanois, which are two etzpois peketanois, sheatefach arba etzpois, a tefach is four etzpois begoidel, Shem Shesh et Spois Katanas Venim, Sahikate Voy Tefach is one Tefach. I have no idea what this means. Shkol Sheyesh Beruch Voy Tefach. If in the width is a Tefach, Yesh Bekefoy Shlosh Tvachim. The Gozru Al Sheyesh Bekefoy Tefach, Otu Al Sheyesh Beovyoy Tefach, Shumevi Esatumba Min Hatayra. Okay, let's see over here the picture. The picture explains a little more detail. It's a long picture. Okay, you look at the picture? We have your Kever Hames. We have a grave. We have a grave. We have a menshala. You see this menshala?
Yeah.
And he's not, if he were to lean his head over the kever, he would become tummy. If he were to lean. But he's not leaning. He's standing erect. But he has a pole. That pole is in contact. So the tumma on that pole is now going to continue over his shoulder and contaminate him. Minatoira, the only way you can become contaminated is if there is three tfachim. But midrabanan, even if the circumference, no, in our Torah, even if it's one tefach, in our Torah, if it's one tefach wide, four fingers, then he becomes tameh. This pole is not one tefach wide. This pole is maybe two tefachim, whatever, three tefachim wide. It's not. But the circumference of the pole is one tefach. The circumference. So that is enough. Are you following me?
Yeah, listen.
Look, we have a dead body, a dead grave. We have a person. We have a pole. The pole over here is extending over the person. The question now is, what is the shear? How thick must the mardeya be? The circumference. In order for this person to become tummy tooth, we should say that the tumfim of the grave has now traveled over the person's shoulder. So it says over here in the picture, hekif hamardeya tefach. The circumference of the mardeya is one tefach. Now, if the circumference is one tefach, that means that the diameter is one tefach and a third, which means a thumb, and a third of a thumb. That is the thickness, the diameter. Something which only has a diameter of one finger and a third of a finger, is that min hatayra enough in order to serve as an oihel to bring the tumma into your domain? The answer is absolutely not.
Right.
Not. So why then is it tamei? Are you following me? So why then is it tamei? Because it's a gzera. Since people confuse circumference with diameter, therefore, Chazal said, even if the diameter is less than a tefach, it's still tamei midrabanan. It's still tamei because since diameter is confused with since circumference can be confused with diameter, therefore, as long as the circumference of the mardeh, this animal goad, is one tefach, that is sufficient to bring the tumor from the kever to the person.
How do you measure diameter? How do you measure circumference?
Diameter is from end to end. I'll make a picture of my sefer. It's maybe easier. This is diameter, and this is circumference.
You can see because you're left.
The circle is circumference, and this is diameter. From here's the pole. The pole is the gray area. From end to end is the diameter. You didn't take math.
The pole, yeah. I did.
It's the thickness of the pole. I'm talking about the thickness. This is the tip.
I know.
The tip of the pole.
Okay, good.
So from end to end is the
diameter.
Diameter. And the circumference, circumference is the...
It goes around.
It goes around. That's called the circumference. The circumference is always three times the diameter.
Okay.
The diameter is one tefach. The circumference is three tefachim. That's Matthias. So if the circumference is only one tefach, that means the diameter is a third of a tefach. Is a third of a tefach called an oil to bring tumah?
No way.
No way. But with the Rabbanon it is.
Because
why? Because people are going to confuse
by the
diameter. Soider sudar sudar koirich al hamardeh ve'adam oiches besuda v'loy mardeh. Over here, I don't know exactly why he says this. A person doesn't touch the mardeh. His person is touching a sudar. There's a handkerchief. There's a handkerchief, it shows here. There's a guy who's holding on to the handkerchief, which is wrapped around the mardeh, around the animal goat. Okay, I don't know why we need that. Let's see. The mardeh is being mal on one side of the kever. Since the Adam, the Hakever, Tachas Oysoy Ha'oyel, the Hamardea, Nase Ha'odam, Latame, Tumashiva, Kuchol Mishnit Maboil Hames. This person has serious problems now. He is tummy for 7 days. He needs to go to the mikvah. He needs Mechatas. Okay, he has serious problems over here. Now, Midin Toyrom, Hamardea Shu Shu Kliates. This Mardea is a piece of wood. Sheyesh lo beis kibul, yesh lo nekeberoy shor shemachlisim boy es hadarbon, where you put in the tip. You put in the tip. The rava means the poker which causes the animal to have pain. So it should move in the right direction. So he says yinditmo ke avatumo b'shoshu hu shahalames becomes an avatumo and becomes olalames alakever hasudur hakorich alamardeya nasa afhu avatumo mibneishu hu kimuchubu lamardeya. It's mechubur. And his clothing also become an avatuma. Ha'adam she'enu nogeh b'mardeya rak b'bigdoy v'sudor nitma b'tumas erev. Okay, so he's saying here azoy. He's saying the mardeya is an avatuma, because the mardeya is a kli. The sudor is also an avatuma. And the person's garments that is touching is becomes an avatoma. But he is not an avatoma. He's only tamei as a rishoin until the night. He's tamei a rishoin. He goes to mikvah, and when the sun sets, he's done. However, Adam is only touching his clothing and to the sudur, and to the sudur is not in direct contact. Nitmo to maserev. The gozri chachamim ala adam anoseyas mardeya sheitami to mashiva. However, we're going to mashiva. Patamagzer mivur be'olim per zayin, because we're going there midrabanan that he becomes tami for 7 days. Okay, but he's not explaining why. Let's go back to the rab now. The rab here explains. Okay, let's see. Boiv mardeya with the rab. Tahainu melamed bakar v'oyv etzpa ushlish etzpa begoydel. The thickness is one etzpa and a third of an etzpa. How do I get one etzpa and a third of an etzpa? Because a begoydel means, I think it means thumbs, which are shehem shtei etzbaois peketanos. Why? Now here explains very simple. Here very simple. Sheatefach arba etzbois begoydel shehem sheish etzbois ketanos. What is the thickness of a mardeya? Of a tefach. A tefach is six of these guys. Six. One, two, three, four, five, six. What is a third of a six? What is a third of a six?
I don't know.
Two.
Right.
Two, four, six.
Good.
Two, four, six. A
right.
Third of a six is two.
Right.
So if you have six little guys,
yeah.
So a third is two. But what about a goydel? Four big fingers.
Yeah.
So what is a third of the big guy? One, two, three, four.
Yeah.
It's one and a third of a goydel. Do the math.
Excellent.
Okay, so that's what it says over here. Shem shtei etzbois peketanos, ve'atevach arba etzbois begoydel. Shem shtei etzbois peketanos. V'nimso hekeifoi. Comes out now that the circumference is going to be a tefach. Why is it a tefach? Shekol sheyesh beruch boi tefach. If you have beruch boi along the width tefach, yesh bekeifoi shloisha tvachim. The formula is the circumference is approximately three times the diameter. Memela, if we have a situation where the circumference of this marde is one tefach, and the tefach we're discussing is four big thumbs, automatically that means the diameter is going to be one thumb plus a third of a thumb. And if we're going to measure the circumference by the small fingers, so if it's going to be six small fingers, automatically that means that the diameter is going to be two fingers. The gozru chazal v'goyzer al sheyesh bekeif tefach, in a situation where the circumference which is one tefach, or to al sheyesh but of yoy tefach, where the thickness of tefach shumevi is a tumah min ha-toyra. Okay, so we're done. Let's take a look at the whole Mishnah. Let's look at the Mishnah. The whole Mishnah again. Kadosh Hashem, we look at the Lugatana Elabinon. Zomitzus. Kol ha-mitatlin bevina satoma. All mitatlin bevina satoma. Bo'evi ha-mardeya, the thickness of mardeya. What's the mardeya? There are different sized mardeyas. You can go to the store, you can buy a thick mardeya, you can buy a thin mardeya. Loi god, of loi cotton, ella beinoni. Ezahi beinoni. What's called a mardeya, that's the beinoni. Kol shehekefoi tefach. If the circumference is a tefach. Because if the circumference is a tefach, I'm saying kol shekevo, that means the diameter is a third of a tefach. You're going to ask me, but if the diameter is a third of a tefach, that's only a third of what you need to bring tumah. Tumah only travels when you have the size of a tefach. It's a derabbanan. It's a derabbanan in order to be between the circumference. Okay, let's chaz the Mishnah. Kizai yeshiyamru, loy gadol v'loy katan, ella beinoni ze egori. Egori means the name of a place. In this place, the oil, egor means to store, like a bank account. Bank account is where you store up, you save money.
Right.
You save money, egori, to store up the shemen. Katsaira shiyam.
Egori was a place, no?
Yes, why was it called by that name? Yeah, I don't know, you're right. Egori means, you're right, it's not a name of a place. It means an olive that has all the oil stored up, stashed away. Katsaira shiyam. Barley is not large, not small. Beinonis, zol midbaris. That's called a midbaris. Kadasha she'amru, a lentil b'nogeda halach of a sheretz mitam bechadasha. Lo yigedel loketan el beinonis zol mitzris kol hamitam lemevinus. It's a certain type of lentil in Egypt. Mitzris.
Uh-huh.
You ever go to Egypt on a tour?
No.
You go there to the pyramids.
Okay.
And they have the ask them, you want to see the lentils.
You want to see the lentils.
You want to see what it means in the Mishnah. The Mishnah and Adash of Mitzris. Kol ha-mitaltalin nevina satoma bo'evya mardeya. All mital bring toma the thickness of mardeya. Loi god of loi katan el beinoni. Ezo beinoni kol she kefo tefach. If the hair kefo tefach. All right? What time is it? We're done. We only learned